use your name or your what group you're with?
Sure. Ving Nguyen with Korean Immigrant Workers Advocates.
Oh, hi. It's Builder 123, the Los Angeles Independent Media Center. We're here at ASI Market in Koreatown. We're at a demonstration now. It looks like things have finally started to break for the workers at ASI Market as far as gaining some sort of settlement in the courts. Give us a lowdown. What's going on?
Well, we're really pushing the market to settle a long-standing lawsuit that we've had with them for discriminating against Latino workers and for not paying workers time for breaks that they weren't allowed to take and also overtime that they worked and they weren't paid for. So we have a lawsuit that's worth well over $1 million. We put forth what we felt was a really reasonable settlement offer 2 weeks ago, and ASI's missed two deadlines. They haven't responded at all. So we feel like justice delayed is justice denied for these workers. It's high time that they got compensation for the discrimination that they faced, the grueling work schedule that they faced, and they weren't compensated for. So we're calling ASI now to finally settle this lawsuit.
How long has this strike been going on?
Strike's been going on for over 2 years now. It started in August of 2002 after ASI had indefinitely suspended 56 workers, which we feel was largely in retaliation for their union activities of that year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the workers attempted to unionize, and then what union were they trying to participate in?
They're organizing the first union of Koreatown. Actually, it's called the Immigrant Workers Union, and it's a union that was going to go industry wide to reform the entire supermarket industry in Koreatown, which is a highly exploitative, substandard minimum wage, poverty wage industry.
Mm-hmm. I see. So now workers at ASI Market, did they have any health care benefits or what protections do they have at this time?
They have no benefits to speak of. They make virtually the minimum wage everybody or maybe a quarter more.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that living in LA on a minimum wage, it's not possible. It's a poverty wage.
Mm-hmm.
So they live, you know, four people to an apartment, you know, multiple families to an apartment. And it's hard, right? When somebody gets sick, there's really nothing to do. So there's no benefits and poverty wages.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then what's the, if ASI Market, what's the next alternative? Are you in the courts right now? Can they be forced to settle, forced to talk?
Well, it makes sense to settle, because if we don't settle now, we're just going to get tied up in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense on both sides to settle, but sometimes ASI does things that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to get the community to pressure the market to finally settle. And once they do settle, then we can move forward with, okay, how are we going to address the current working conditions in the market?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's still a huge issue. So we want to deal with this lawsuit first, and then we can start talking about, okay, still these conditions are still abusive and exploitative. What are we going to do about that?
What's your impression of how the community is, what's the impression of the community? I guess that might be the answer right there.
Well, the community has been actually great. The community has been amazingly supportive. This has been a campaign that has not been a campaign that would end overnight.
Uh-huh.
And people have been amazing about it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times people get excited for maybe a week or a month and they kind of drift away.
Mm-hmm.
But our base of supporters has been amazingly supportive. They come out. Our pickets were daily and then they were weekly and now they're monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And people have come out. Now our pickets are the first Friday of every month from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's welcome to come out on the first Friday of every month?
Absolutely. They're in front of ASI and the address is 3525 West 8th Street at the corner of 8th and Oxford.
Oh, okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Are you taking off or are you staying?
No.